I hope you haven't forgotten what I was told you last week.
大家希望大家没有忘记我们上周分享的信息。
And I want to connect with last week so that we can talk about the faith in God in that context.
我们想继续的分享的是让我们从信心的角度来看待我们上周讲的关于神的爱。
Let's remind ourselves what's happening to the slides.
让我们来回顾一下我们上周所分享的信息。
And Romans chapter 8 verse 24 to 26.
罗马书第八章二十六节。
Okay. And it says here, For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees?But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience.
这里罗马书八章二十四节讲，我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望。谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
According to Paul,
这是使徒保罗所说的。
If you can see your hope, if you can see hope,
如果你可以看见盼望
what you hope for, if you can see how it can be fulfilled,
如果你所盼望所期许的都可以看到如何会成就的话，那不是称为盼望。
Can you hear her? Then it is not hope.
那么如果看得见的，那就不称为盼望。
Because you will fulfill it yourself.
因为你靠着自己的方式可以达成这样
的期许。 You ring up a friend. You will do anything to fulfill that hope.
你可以找你的朋友，用你自己的方式来成就这样一个期许。
When we hope our children will get a certain grade, and when we hope that they will go to a certain university, that is not hope.
当我们期许我们的孩子可以他们的成绩达到一个成绩，他们可以进某所大学的时候，其实这样的一个期许并不是我们这里讲的这个盼望。
Because you can see how it can be fulfilled.
因为你可以看到，你可以用怎样的方式来成就这件事情。
It is called a plan. It is called a strategy.
这会称为只是一个计划，一种方策略。
Because you will work hard to try and fulfill that which you call hope.
因为你可以用各样的方式来成就你所称为的这个盼望的东西。
But according to Paul, hope is real hope when you cannot see how it can ever be fulfilled.
但是在使徒保罗这里所讲的这个真的盼望，是不是靠我们肉眼所见我们能成就的这个盼望
？How am I going to see that which I hope for? I can't see a path towards it.
当我们所说的这个真盼望，是我们看不到那个通向那个盼望的那个路。
I haven't got the intelligence. I haven't got the qualification. I haven't got the connections.
我没有这样的智力智商，我没有这样子一个学历，我也没有这样的一种方式可以做成这件事情。
I don't have the language, I don't have the gifts. How am I going to preach the gospel?
我没有这种语言，我没有这种知识，我如何去为主传福音呢
？When I look at my family, I can't see the relationship. I can't see how that can be possible.
当我看我的家人的时候，看到我们的关系的时候，我不知道，我看不到那种出路，我如何来成就这件事情
？That is what Paul calls hope.
这才是保罗这里讲到的真盼望。
Let's read this verse again. For in this hope we were saved.
让我们再来读这个经文说，我们得救是在乎盼望。
Now hope that is seen is not hope.
他说，所见的盼望不是盼望。
For who hopes for what he sees?
因为谁还盼望他所见的呢
？But if we hope for what we do not see,
但我们若盼望那所不见的
，we wait for it with patience.
我们必须忍耐等候。
So Paul is telling us to be patient.
所以保罗在教导我们要忍耐。
With the hope that you cannot see how it can be fulfilled.
我们带着这种我们不知道用什么方式可以成就的盼望来等候。
Why do we need patience?
为什么我们需要有忍耐有耐心呢
？The next verse tells us.
因为在下面的经文告诉我们。
Because God is working.
因为神在我们当中运行。
God is at work.
因为神在运行。
When we do not see something happening in our life, it doesn't mean God is not working.
当我们看不到我们生命中有改变的时候，并不代表神没有在做事。
In fact, sometimes when we see things happening, it doesn't mean God is working.
但相反来说，如果很多时候我们看到有事情发生，并不代表是神的作为。
Amen. Some Christians, they work so hard, they scam people of money, they say, ah, God is blessing me.
很多时候有些基督徒他们用很多自己的手段，他们得到一些财富，他们觉得说是神在祝福他们。
Amen. God doesn't need our help.
神不需要我们来帮助他。
Patience is because the Spirit. We need the Spirit to help us.
我们为什么需要忍耐，是因为我们需要圣灵的帮助。
He says here, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness.
这里接下来经文说，在我们的软弱当中有圣灵的帮助。
What is that weakness?
这里讲这个软弱是什么呢？
I cannot see how my hope can be fulfilled.
这个软弱就是我不知道，我看不见我所盼望的东西如何成就。
That is weakness.
这就是我们的软弱。
For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息来替我们代祷。
When you can't see your hope being fulfilled, you don't know how to pray.
当我们不知道我们的盼望如何成就的时候，我们就不知道要为什么祷告，怎么祷告。
Where do you pray?
你应该为什么，怎么样去祷告呢？
Where do you start?
那你都不知道从何开始。
But God says, the Spirit Himself will help us to pray.
但是神再一次告诉我们，有他的圣灵来帮助我们，来为我们代求。
To pray even in our groanings，
在我们的叹息当中来为我们祷告。
Too deep for words，
就是用言语所说不出来的叹息。
There are times when our hearts are burdened and we are groaning, we are moaning, but me's moaning, groaning, too deep.
很多时候
，You don't know what to say.
很多时候当我们的心如此沉重的时候，我们里面的哀怨，我们的叹息如此沉重，我们都不知道如何开口祷告的时候。
See, this verse is more than just speaking in tongues.
这个经文不只是说我们用方言来祷告。
What's important is deep in you.
而是他这里讲说在我们内心深处的一种叹息。
When you're crying out to God,
在你的里面你向神哭求的时候，
And you don't know what to say.
你甚至连言语都无从说出来。
See, many times I believe David sat before God and he just poured out his heart without words.
我相信大卫当时他在神面前，他坐在神的面前的时候，他也是在主面前倾倒他的心，都不知用言语来表达自己。
You see, that's more than emotions. That's the Spirit groaning in you.
那并不只是说一个简单的情绪在那边，而是你的灵在里面的一种哀求。
And if you have the gift of tongues, express through the tongues, and you speak before God.
当然，如果我们有讲方言的恩赐的话，那我们可以借着讲方言，将这样的叹息和哀怨来向神倾诉。
But the key is that deep, deep groaning.
但是重点是我们灵里面这个很深的那种哀求。
And I'm sure a lot of us have been there before.
我相信我们当中可能很多人都有过类似的种经历。
That's more than the emotions.
因为这样的一种哀求不只是一种单单的情绪。
It's what the Bible calls deep calling onto deep.
这是圣经里面讲的深渊向深渊的呼应。
As the noise of the waterfall billows over me.
就好像在深水里面的声音来围绕着我。
And as the deer pants for the water, so my soul thirsts for you.
就如鹿渴慕溪水，我的灵魂渴慕神。
Let's carry on the next verse.
让我们看下面的经文。
And he who searches hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes.For the saints, according to the will of God.
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Is he Paul is reassuring us?
保罗这次在你这次的给我们印证。
To fulfill that hope, I can't see a way to do it.
虽然我们看不见来实现这个盼望的这个方式。
But my spirit is able to.
但是我们里面的灵可以。
Because he knows how God's going to do it.
因为圣灵晓得神的旨意，他会知道神的方式。
He knows the perfect will of God for my situation.
他知道神在我们的每个光景当中最完美的旨意。
That's why many people who go through this process are surprised by the results.
所以当我们很多人在经历这样一个过程的时候，我们会被那个结果很觉得很意外惊喜。
It always ends up better than you thought.
因为那个结局往往是超乎我们所想的。
The impossibility happens.
那种不可能的情况发生。
Because God's Spirit is at work.
因为神的灵在当中有所作为。
Our precious Holy Spirit is guiding us.
我们宝贵的圣灵在当中不断地引导我们。
And when we have that context, can we now understand verse 28?
所以如果我们联系的这个上下文的时候，我们在看二十八节的时候，我们就更明白什么意思了。
Verse 28. And we know that for those who love God,All things work together for the good of those who call according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
You see, when we have patience,
当我们有忍耐的时候
and when we pray,
然后我们又在主里面祷告的时候
in our groanings,
在我们深深的叹息当中
our cries before God,
在我们在神面前的哭求当中
in whatever language,
不管我们用怎样的言语
when we desperate for him,
当我们很迫切的来寻求神
things start happening,
事情会发生改变
and often things get worse before they get better.
很多时候常常会事情在变好之前会变得更糟。
Often God has to destroy things before he rebuilds.
在神他重建之前常常需要拆毁。
And here, because all of it works well, it works for the good of those who love him.
因为神说万事要相互效益，叫爱他的人要得益处。
Amen.
Amen.
And so now in that context, do we move to Hebrews chapter 11?
让我们带着这样一个经历，我们一起来看希伯来书十一章。
Bear that in mind now. Let's look at faith.
让我们记住刚才我们分享的经文，然后我们一起来看看信心。
Now faith, verse 1 in chapter 11, is the assurance of things hoped for.
因为说信是所望之事的实底。
See the word there, hope.
这里看到我这里讲说这个盼望。
Hoping for what?
我们盼望什么呢?
Things you can't see.
我们所不见的事情。
For hope for the conviction of things not seen.
是未见之事的确据。
Can you now see that?
大家现在明白了吗?
You see, when you apply faith in something that you can see, that's not faith.
所以就说如果我们在所看得见的事情上面我们不是称为信心。
Because you got to interpret that word hope. What does that mean?
因为我们必须要正确的来解释这里讲的这个盼望是指何意。
It means things that you can't see.
这里指这个盼望是指我们所不见的事情。
But somehow, if you have assurance inside your soul, in your heart, that is faith.
但是如果我们对这个所看不见的事情有这个确据的话，那么这就称为信心。
So how do you get that faith?
那么如何能得着这样的信心呢?
How do you get that assurance?
如何得到这样的一个确据呢?
Well, Paul had just told us in Romans 8, through the prayer of the Spirit, suddenly our hearts become assured.
所以就像保罗在罗马书八章所分享的，借着在灵里的祷告，我们会得着这样的一个确据。
And that is tangible.
这就是好像可触及到的。
That is measurable.
这也是可以量出来的。
Next time when it happens to you, if you spend if a period of prayer, groaning before God, suddenly He floods your heart with assurance and peace.
所以当我们如果尝试在神面前花一段时间来向神哭求，来寻求神，那么会觉得突然神会在我们心中用他的那种平安和确据来充满我们的心。
Suddenly your heart is at peace.
突然你觉得你心里充满了平安。
And when that happens,
当这样的情况发生的时候，
Hebrew calls that faith.
那么希伯来书这里就讲到是信心。
Faith is not, I believe, I believe, I believe.
信心并不是说我们喊口号说我们相信，我相信，我相信。
I believe I can walk on water. I really believe.
我不只是说啊、哦，我相信我可以在水面行走，我相信，我相信。
And as soon as you walk on water, you sink. Suddenly, you go, "How come I sink? Because I have faith."
然后你如果你在水上行走，突然你会掉到水里面，说啊、哦，我不是相信我可以在水面行走的吗
？That's not biblical faith. That's blind faith.
这并不是属圣经的信心，
because,
而是一种盲目的信心。
Because you're believing in your own belief.
因为你所相信的是靠你自己的能力去做。
And it's not based on Bible.
而并不是来属圣经的一个信心。
But however, if you pray in the Spirit, and the Spirit gives you assurance, that's faith.
但是当我们在圣灵里面祷告的时候，得到从圣灵而来的确据，那么这个才真正称为信心。
And so, but it's not a one-off.
但这个信心呢，并不是一次性的。
You continuously.
是持续不断的。
You continuously pray.
持续不断的祷告。
Every time when fear and anxiety come into your heart, when you lose hope, you begin to pray.
每次当恐惧和焦虑又来袭击我们的时候，让我们的信心软弱的时候，我们又来到主面前祷告。
Don't let hell win.
不要让地狱来胜过我们。
Don't let your circumstances overcome you.
不要让我们所面对的光景来胜过我们。
I know it's difficult.
我知道师父很困难。
But I can assure you, when you are praying,
但是我保证大家，当我们来祷告的时候，
The Holy Spirit never fails to reassure your heart.
圣灵从来不会失言，来再次来给我们这样的确据。
It may only last for a short period. It may only last for a short period. No, your prayer, that assurance.
这个确据可能只是持续一段时间。
And you fear again.
可能你又会陷入到恐惧当中。
And you pray again.
但是我们又再次来祷告。
And you fear again.
我们又再次害怕。
And you pray again.
又再次来祷告。
Somebody's got to give way.
只有一样东西必须要放弃。
Amen.
Amen.
You persevere.
这就是我们的持续忍耐。
And so when Bible tells us how to persevere in prayer, that's how you persevere.
所以圣经教导我们在祷告中忍耐。坚持，这就是。
It comes back and you pray. You come back and you pray. It comes back and you pray.
当仇敌攻击我们，有不好的情绪来袭击我们的时候，我们遇到这样的情况，我们就祷告，祷告。
Somebody is going to lose.
因为有一方一定要放弃。
And it's better not be you.
那么一定不是我们这方了。
He said, verse 2, for by it the people of old received their commendation.
第二节说，古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
Amen. What commendation?
这里说这个证据是什么呢？
What did the people of the Old Testament do?
那么在旧约里面那些人他们做了什么呢？
It's in every story they did not give up.
在的每一个故事当中，他们都没有放弃。
And because they did not give up,
因为他们没有放弃。
They counted it as righteous.
然后他们因此被称为义。
God counted them as righteous.
神因此称他们为义。
Hallelujah.Hallelujah. That's why Christianity is not easy.
所以我们的要持守我们的信仰并不是一件容易的事情。
But it is real.
但是真实的。
It is not easy because we are fighting against the everything that is against God.
我为什么说不容易，是因为我们要与任何与神为敌的事情来征战。
Especially our mind.Especially our flesh.
特别是我们的意念和我们的肉体。
And I will answer that question, why? Why can't God make it easy?
那么我会回答大家的问题，为什么神会让这个变得容易一点呢？
And that's what a lot of preachers is trying to offer us, an easy Christianity.
也是很多的可能讲员他们会在讲道当中跟大家分享一种很容易的一种基督徒生命之旅。
But in my experience, it's never been easy.
但是在我自己过往的经历当中，从来都不容易。
And that's why I thank God. The very first Christian book I've ever read is by Dr. John White called "The Fight."
我很感恩神，我读的第一本就是基督教有关的书，就是Dr. John White 写的征战。
I would recommend you to read that book. If I know it's still on sale, they still sell it because that's how popular it is.
那个书非常畅销，可能到现在还在市面上可以买到。
Because it is a fight.
因为我们的这个信仰就是一个征战。
You're fighting the devil and you're fighting your flesh.
我们在与仇敌征战，也跟我们的肉体在征战。
All of this is trying to go against God.
因为这所有的东西都是与神为敌的。
And the world is against God.
并且这个世界是与神为敌的。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why it's not easy.
这就是为什么我们要持守我们的信仰不容易。
God is easy.
但是对神来说很容易。
But the earth is hard.
但是在地上的话会很困难。
The sun is always shining.
好像太阳总是照耀出来。
But we don't always feel the sun because of the clouds.
但是我们不是常常会感受到这个阳光，因为有乌云遮盖了。
We cannot say, oh, the sun doesn't exist today because I can't feel the sun.
我们并不能说哦，今天太阳不存在，因为我们感受不到阳光。
Because there's a cloud.
是因为我们头顶上有乌云遮盖。
And often we don't experience God directly. We don't experience the love of God. We don't experience the answers of prayer because there is something on earth preventing God.
所以就是很多时候我们生命当中觉得没有经历到神的同在，神的爱和神的帮助，是因为在这个地上有很多东西拦阻了。
If God is light, he cannot switch on and switch off.
如果神是光的话，他不只是说随时可以开关。
God does not have a switch.
对于神来说，没有这个开关可言。
He's always loving, always shining. He's always good to us.
因为对于神来说，他的本性就是他总是良善，总是充满慈爱的。
Because that's his nature.
因为这是他的本性。
You cannot say God is not good to us because God does not know how to be bad.
因为我们不能说神对我们不好，因为神的本性就是良善，在他里面没有恶。
He cannot be bad.
神不可能做不好的事情。
It is impossible for God to be bad.
因为对神来说，做坏事情是不可能的。
And it is impossible for God to be unloving.
所以对于神来说，那么要变得不慈爱的话，不友善也不可能。
Amen.
Amen.
And then here in verse 3.
那我们看第三节。
He said, By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible.
我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
To appreciate verse 3 you have to read theology.
如果我们要明白这个这里讲希伯来书十一章三节的话，可能我们要读一些神学。
There are thousands of books and papers on did GodIn Genesis chapter 1, create the world and the universe out of nothing, or did he take some material and made it into something?
所以其实有很多的文献资料呢，都有做这方面的一些研究，来针对创世纪第一章说，神是不是真的是靠着他话语来创造宇宙万物呢？还是借着一些食材来创造出来的呢？
What this means is this. What this, the theologian means this.In this pulpit is made of wood.
那么那些很多神学家们认为，那么好像这个讲台呢是木头所做成的。
So to create this pulpit, I need what? I need wood.
所以就是如果我们要造一个讲台，我们需要这个材料，就是木头。
So I can create the pulpit from wood or boom from nothing.
所以他们所讨论的这个两个点就是，那么我们是从木头造这个讲台呢，还是从一无是处东西呢出现一个讲台？
And so you got these two groups of theologians. One say out boom out of nothing. The other say no 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 no. He had some wood.
所以这个两派人他们的争执呢，就是说一派人相信他是从好像从一个东西造出来一些东西，然后另一个像是从一没有空气空的东西变出来的。
Which one sounds more like God?
哪种情况你觉得更像是神的作为呢？
Both.
可能两种都可以。
Because He took man from the dust and he made from his hands.
因为神造人的时候，他是从地里拿一些尘土来造人的。
But at the same time, he spoke things into being.
但是同一时间，他靠着他的话语也创造万物。
What Paul is saying, I'm talking about the Hebrews, which I believe Paul wrote. He says, God created the universe by speaking it out from nothing.
所以我相信这个希伯来书是作者保罗这里所说的，神是从没有东西，从无有的时候创造所有的。
Which one requires faith?
是哪种东西是需要信心呢
？Vroom, or made from wood?
是一刹那之间出现的呢，还是靠一些石材创造出来的
？You see, we all can see how God can make man from dust.But we can't see how God can make the heavens and the earth just speaking it.
可能对于我们人的理性来说，我们可以想象神从泥土当中来造人，但是我们很难去想象神如何靠着言语来创造宇宙万物。
So Paul is saying it needs faith.
所以神保罗这里在告诉我们，这就需要信心。
We read verse 3 again. By faith. Faith. What is faith? When you have hope.For assurance, right, or something that you can't see.
因为他说什么是信心呢？对于那些你眼睛所看不到盼望之事，你有这样的确据和实理的时候，你就有信心了。
So Paul is saying, you can't see how your hope can be fulfilled because you just can't see it.
就好像神你看不到，保罗说你看不到你所盼望之事如何来成就。
Because there is no material to work with.
就好像我们看不到神如何来从无有来创造万有。
That's the kind of faith Paul is talking about. Out of nothing, out of absolutely nothing, God can fulfill our need.
所以就是这是保罗所强调所指出的，就算在义务当中，神都可以创造。
God does not need our money. He does not need our talent. He does not need our qualification.He does not need any resources. He just needs to speak and it will happen.
神他并不需要我们的钱财，不需要我们的学历，我们的才干来创造，他只是靠言语就可以创造一切。
Can we go back to verse 3?
那我们再看回第三节。
Can you now see, brothers and sisters, what Paul is talking about?
现在大家明白保罗在第三节这里讲的是什么了吗？
Paul is literally talking about an act of miracle.
所以保罗这里讲的就是一个神迹。
Amen. He says our hope is a miracle.
说我们所持有的这个真盼望也是一个神迹来的。
Out of nothing.
是从无有。
An impossible situation.
针对一个不可能的光景。
We don't even have the material.
可能我们都没有这样的一个食材来进行。
We've got no resources.
我们没有这样的资源。
And yet Paul was saying God can still do it.
但是保罗在向我们强调说，这样的光景，神仍然可以做到。
Paul is saying that's the faith we need.
保罗说，这就是这样的信心我们所需要的。
And I'm number one who raise my hand. I don't have that faith, Lord.
我会是第一个举起手对神说，我没有这样的信心。
It's not. I believe. I really believe. I really, really believe.
不是跟神说，我相信，我相信，我相信。
I don't have that faith.
我承认我没有这样的信心。
But somebody's got that faith.
但是我知道有人有这样的信心。
Who's got that faith?
谁有这样的信心呢？
The spirit that dwells in us got that faith.
是在住在我们内住的圣灵有这样的信心。
So Paul is saying, pray.
所以保罗说，那我们要来祷告。
So that your flesh, your mind can be overtaken by the power and the spirit of that faith, of the faith of your spirit.
所以我们当我们来祷告的时候，我们的意念，我们的肉体可以被我们里面从圣灵所生出来的信心而占据了。
That's why when we pray for the sick, our mind say, no way, this person can't get healed. In fact, I don't believe in healing.
所以当我们为人祷告医治的时候，我们觉得没有不可能这个人得医治，或者很多时候我们都不相信医治。
See, a lot of people when they pray for the sick make this mistake. They think in their mind.
很多时候当我们为有疾病的人祷告的时候，我们会用意念来思考。
And they measure the faith by the strength of their own flesh. I think I believe.
I really believe.
他们是靠着肉身来测量他们信心的大小。
No, it got to come from the faith of your spirit.
那么其实这个信心要从圣灵而生。
And that faith comes from prayer.
那么这样的一个信心也是在我们祷告当中的得到。
From the groaning.
接着我们深深的叹息。
From the perseverance.
接着我们不断的忍耐持久坚持。
Lord,
说主啊。
I can do nothing.
主我真的离开了你什么都做不了。
I am weak.
只要我很软弱。
Amen.
Amen.
I can do nothing.
我真的是离开了你我做不了什么。
And that's why this verse 3 says, if we believe God can create the universe out of nothing and made it visible, he can make your hope visible.
就是神可以借着无有来变成万有，把见不到的变成所见的，那么我们这所不见的盼望也可以显明出来。
Faith.Is to make that which is impossible that you can see it happen.
信心是让我们把那不可能的东西所不见的东西变成所见。
Let's go back to verse 1 and 2 again. You see, with faith we can see it happen.
我们看第一节这里说，如果我有信心的话，我们会看到事情的发生。
It's that assurance. I know it's going to happen.
因为我们心里的这个确据，让我们相信这个事情会发生。
See the impossible happen.
我们要看到那不可能的事成就。
That's what Paul calls faith.
这是保罗所说的信心。
Now, is there an example?
那么在圣经当中有没有这样的例子呢？
Is there an example in the Bible? So I ask the Holy Spirit, is there an example I can give to the brothers and sisters?
我跟圣灵祷告说，有没有这样的一个例子我可以跟大家分享呢？
And I was surprised.
然后我非常的惊讶。
He gave me Hebrews chapter 5.
然后他给我的希伯来书第五章。
At least it's in the same book.
那么是在同一本书当中。
You know when it's the same book, you know you're on the track.
如果可能是同一本书，可能我们这个方向是对的哈。
And the Holy Spirit gave me the example of Jesus.
圣灵给我了耶稣基督的样，他的例子。
Chapter 5 verse 7 says this, in the days of his flesh,Jesus offered up prayers and supplication with loud cries and tears to him who is able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence.
这里五章七节说，基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应许。
You know, in the study of Jesus, who he is.
当我们在研读基督他是谁的时候，
a lot of people find it very difficult to understand Jesus.
很多人觉得好像要完全的来理解基督很困难。
I believe if there's a crisis in the church today, the crisis is in the correct understanding of who Jesus is.
我觉得在当今的教会当中，他们遇到了一个很大的问题，是如何正确的来认识我们的主。
We have difficulty to understand that Jesus is 100% God.
我们有好像有这样一个男主来觉得相信说耶稣是百分之百的人。
And for a lot of us, we find it very difficult to believe Jesus is 100% man.
很多人我们觉得很困难来相信说主耶稣是百分之百的人。
I can assure you, Jesus is just like you and me, 100% man without sin.
我会很确定的告诉你，耶稣基督就像你我一样，是百分之百有血有肉人，只是他没有犯罪。
It may come as a surprise to you and me that everything Jesus did, he needed to pray.
可能对你我来说，你会觉得很惊讶，他做的每一件事情，他也要借着祷告来成就。
How many of you realize that Jesus didn't just go and suffer and went on the cross? It's difficult for a natural human being to do that.
有多少人会意识到，其实主耶稣不只简简单单走上十字架被钉死成就这件事情，对一个有血有肉的人来说是很难做到的。
If you don't believe me, go and try it.
如果你不相信我说的，那你自己去尝试一下。
Nobody can just get arrested, being tortured, hung on the cross, and thinking, I believe God's going to raise me from the dead.
没有一个真的是很属肉身的人可以在很轻松的做到说被人鞭打被人抓起来钉十字架
believe,
然后很轻松的说我相信神会让我死里复活。
I believe I can really survive the suffering.
我相信我会能忍受这个苦难。
Nobody can do that.
我相信没有一个正常人会做到。
So how did Jesus do it?
那么我们的主是如何做到的呢？
He had a hope.
因为他有一个盼望。
How can he see that happen?
因为他看到，他知道这个盼望如何成就。
How can he see whether that can happen?
他为什么看到这个盼望如何成就呢？
You see, he had to pray.
他自己也要祷告。
He prayed and cried.
他在祷告当中也向父哀哭。
That God somehow, he doesn't know how.
就对于我们的主来说，他自己都在跟父哭求说，主啊，按照你的方法。
That somehow God's gonna save him.
按照某种方式，他自己都不知道用什么方式在得救，但是他在。
I didn't say that. Hebrew did. Look, verse 7. He said he offered prayer and supplication with a loud cry. It wasn't a, he said, Lord! And he cried! And with lots of tears. Well, it may destroy your image of Jesus.
这里是不是我自己说的，是在希伯来书第七页这样讲到，主耶稣他大声的哀哭，流泪祷告。可能你看到这个画面是有点破坏我们心目中对主的一种形象。
He's not crying with doubts. He's not crying what? He had tears. He was crying loud before God.
他是在父神面前大声的哀哭，流泪祷告。
What does 大声哀哭 sound like?
大声哀哭是怎么样一个情形呢？
Does it go, Jesus with a little handkerchief?
就好像默默是默默的流泪在那边、
no,
好像抽泣吗
I believe it's just full on with tears, snot, the whole lot. Oh God! Oh God!
我相信主当时那个情形是真的痛哭流涕的一种哀哭的情况。
Will you save me?
主啊你来祷告我你会来拯救我吗
Help me!
来搭救我。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Now this verse gives us a clue. Why is it that the God does not just sort things out quickly?
好像看到这个经文会给我们一些想法说为什么神会把东西变得容易呢
Like I said to Suzanne the other day, I said, you know, sometimes I feel that we're better parents than God.
我记得有一次我跟我太太说我说我觉得好像我们比神好像在做父母这一块做得更好
You know we all say God is a loving father I said God I think I'm more loving than you are
然后我们常常会说父神是慈爱的父然后我会跟神说神我觉得好像我比你更有恩慈
Because if I see my family in need I quickly come and help
可能因为如果我们做父母的看到我们的孩子我们的家人有需要的时候我们会快快的去帮助他们
And I said God I don't see you coming quickly to help me
然后我说父啊为什么我没有见到你快快的来搭救我呢帮助我
Why do you need me to go cry in tears persevere in faith and all that
为什么你要让我经历这种大声哀哭然后在忍耐苦难中忍耐这种过程呢
You see everything that I said just nowfrom the beginning to now and last week. Is that necessary, Lord?
就好像我上周包括我前面跟大家分享所有东西觉得我经常会跟神说神啊我们真的需要这个吗
为什么麻烦
为什么要把这个事情搞得这么复杂这么麻烦呢
Why?
为什么要这样子呢
Why? You see, I don't know the answer.
我自己也没有答案。
But one thing it does, I do know,
但有一件事情我很确定。
The only reason why God heard Jesus was because of his reverence.
为什么这里父神垂听了子的祷告是因为他的虔诚。
How many of us, when we desperately need from God, are we reverent or are we threatening God?
有多少人当我们很迫切的需要神的时候我们那个态度是很虔诚的在寻求神呢还是在神面前去威胁他呢
Some of us are not praying. Some of us are telling him off.
那时候我们不是在祷告是在辱骂神。
我们不是求神我是骂神。Amen? Because we're angry with him.
好像我们很恼怒神。
And some of us haven't even forgiven him yet.
好像我们当中可能还有人没有饶恕神。
Forget about loving your enemy. You should love your God first.
我们不要讲说我们去爱我们的仇敌，我们先来爱我们的父神先吧。
Being bitter about humans, yeah, sometimes we get bitter about God.
很多时候我们说我们 对人有怀苦毒，但是其实我们对神也常常心怀苦毒。
And a lot of people are bitter against God because God let them down because He did not answer their prayer.
很多时候，人因为神没有垂听他们的祷告而怀怨于神，对神有苦毒，觉得神让他们失望了。
And here's the clue.
这就是这个很关键的一点。
He says, God heard Jesus. Yeah? Who is Jesus? God's son.
神应允了他的基督他的子的祷告。
You're not talking about anybody here. You're talking about Jesus.
这里没有说其他人，而是耶稣基督他自己。
Even he had to do that.
连主耶稣他都要经历这个过程。
Go through that process of crying,
要
persevering,
要走这个大声哀哭、痛哭流涕，然后在主面前去忍耐这个过程。
Excuse me, I thought in Luke chapter 4 it said.This is my beloved son.
难道在路加福音神不说这是我的爱子？
Is that love?
难道如果是对你的爱子会这样的一个情况遭遇呢？
Yeah, not only did God crucify Jesus, but before he crucified him, he had to cry, he had to labor before God in prayer, crying, plenty of snot, everything. And then God heard him for one reason.
然后在主耶稣对神父神对待这个爱子的那个待遇，不光是要钉死他，让他钉十字架，然后在受难之前他还要经历这种痛哭流涕的哀求，但就因为一个原因父神垂听了祷告。
I hope you now begin to see God.
我希望大家现在可以看到父神这个
心，
有不同的一种角度来看父神。
You see, God heard Jesus because of his reverence.
父神垂听了耶稣基督祷告因为他的虔诚。
Reverence means his attitude towards him.
这里讲说虔诚是他对父神的一个心意和态度。
To know I am talking to God.
知道说我是在对谁对神讲话。
Amen. If I'm talking to the queen, I wouldn't be shouting at the queen.
如果你知道你前面说话的对象是女王的话，那么你的态度会大迥然不同。
In this verse, it tells us somehow through this whole process, our soul begin to learn and begin to change.
所以让我们从这个经文当中，我们看到，在经历这么多事情当中，我们的魂，我们的心会发生改变。
There's something it changes in us.
那么在我们内心有些东西在发生改变。
Suddenly, we begin to see God differently.
然后我们会对神的态度会发生改变。
We begin to revere Him.
我们开始去敬畏神。
Of who this holy God is.
敬畏这个至圣的神。
Amen.
Amen.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
我不明白他们。
I don't know why.
我也不知道为什么。
But that's what the Word of God says.
但这里是圣经里面神所告诉我们的话语。
Even His own Son.
尽管神的独子、独生子，
he only heard him because his son revered him.
就算对他自己的独生子、他的爱子，都是因为他的虔诚，他才应允了他的祷告。
This is something we all have to learn.
这是我们每个人都要学习的功课。
It is frustrating.
很多时候我们觉得非常的让人
，It is annoying.
很迫切，觉得很烦。
It makes us angry.
有时候会让我们觉得很愤怒。
But if you've gone through the process.
但是如果我们愿意经历这个过程的时候，
There's something that happens to us.
那么在我们的生命当中会有些事情发生。
You know, when I was saying, God, and I was praying, and I was saying, God, I asked all those questions. And then suddenly I realized, first, Paul also asked the same question in chapter 8, yes, verse 8. Next verse.
我觉得我自己的祷告当中我会跟神问很多问题，然后我发觉在接下来那个八节当中保罗自己也问的问题。
Although he was a son,
他虽然为儿子
，He learned obedience through what he suffered，
还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
Amen. What the Bible say to us is that he heard his prayer because he revered God. Because in that process, why did he learn? Why did he become? Why did he show reverence to God? Because he learned to be obedient through his suffering.
在提及说 耶稣基督他的祷告蒙应许，因为他敬畏他的虔诚啊，对神的虔诚。所以就是为什么他学会了这样一个敬畏之心，是因为在这苦难当中他学会了顺从父神。
So what did God want to show Jesus through his suffering?
所以神想，父神想借着他的耶稣基督的受难来学习什么呢？
We always thought him being the Son of God, he doesn't need to learn.
我们觉得他作为神的儿子，他不需要学习这些东西。
That he was born obedient.
他可能生来就是有这个顺从的心。
No, if he was born obedient, then he's not man. He had to learn to be obedient.
如果他生来就有这个顺服之心，那他就是不是血肉之躯，但是他也要通过所受的苦难学习顺从。
Although he's God, although he's the Son, he had to learn obedience through his suffering.
第八节说得很清楚，他虽然为儿子，还是要因所受的苦难学了顺从。
Here is another clue. Why is it that God allows all these things to happen to us?
所以这也是一个很重要的点，为什么神会让这一切所有事情发生呢？
Because somehow that obedience perfects us.
就是因为我们所要生出来的这个顺从让我们得以完全。
It prepares us.
来预备我们。
It changes us.
并且来改变我们的心。
That no other way it can change.
因为没有任何其他的方法可以改变我们。
There's no other way. You can't sit in the classroom to acquire this new attitude.
我们不可能通过学习来参加一些课程让我们得到这种新的一种态度。
Somehow Paul says through that suffering,It makes Jesus obedient.
这里说耶稣基督作为神的儿子都要因他所受的苦难来学会了顺从。
So that he can fulfill his call.
所以耶稣基督能成就他的呼召。
When Jesus become complete, when he becomes perfect, when he's ready, he can fulfill his call.
所以当耶稣基督他得以完全，当他预备好的时候，他就可以成就父在他生命中的旨意。
Verse 9 says, and being made perfect. Perfect in what? His learning, his preparation, his training, his development.
所以第九节说，他既得以完全，这个完全是经一个过程，让他得以完全，经过所有那些训练和苦难。
Then he became...The source of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
这样他就为所凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
You see, Jesus had to cry, had to revere God, had to learn obedience so that he's ready to save us.
所以耶稣基督他自己都要经过这种哀哭流泪祷告这苦难当中学会顺从让他自己得以完全才可以成为我们的得救。
That's why Jesus could have just died as a baby.
所以如果不经历这招那么耶稣可能一出生作为婴孩就可以为我们受死。
30 plus years, because he had to learn all this.
为什么他要经历在世三十几年的光阴呢？就是因为他要经过这个过程来学习这些。
He was getting ready.
因为这也是他被预备好的以完全的过程。
A perfect lamb.
让他成为那个完全献祭羔羊。
A spotless lamb.
成为无瑕疵的羔羊。
Worthy to die.
然后配得被献祭。
Worthy to be crucified.
然后被配得可以来被钉死。
See, that's why Jesus then didn't just simply come and die. It wasn't that easy at all for him.
所以对主耶稣他并不是这么容易这么简单就降世然后来受死。
If Jesus had to learn all of that to prepare for his ministry, how much more is he an example for us?
所以就像主耶稣自己都要经过这么多一个过程才预备他来完成神的施工那么对于我们来说也是同样的
Amen It makes sense when we begin to think about what God wants to do in our lives
如果这样想的话那么就我们看到神在我们生命中所做的事情好像就说得通了
But it makes absolutely no sense and it's irrelevant to you if you look at your life as what is relevant to youIf you only look at life in your own context.
如果你从你自己的一些眼光和角度来看事情的时候，你会对你生命中发生的很多事情，你觉得好像说不通。
What it means is what I want to do in my life.
就是好像你的态度是我想要我的生命来成就什么。
If you want to do what you want in your life, then everything that God is doing in your life doesn't make sense, it's irrelevant.
所以如果你想按照自己的心念和意愿来在你做任何事情，那么神在你生命中做的任何事情都你觉得好像毫无关系。
When you only think about what you want to do with your life,
只有当我们想说我们要如何来过我们的生活的时候。
But when you start thinking about what God wants to do in your life, then everything that's happening to you makes sense.
所以如果你改变一个心态，你觉得是我要神在我生命中做什么时候，那你看待你生命中发生的一些事情都觉得说得通了。
Amen.、Then it makes sense.
这样就说得通了。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, Jesus needed to be prepared.
耶稣他自己都要经过这一招来被。
In order to save us.
为了来拯救我们，他都要经历一个预备的过程。
So that he can be our high priest.
所以他成为我们的那个大祭司。
To make that sacrifice for us.
让他自己成为那个献祭羔羊。
And so in the final verse 10, it says, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek.
第十节说，并蒙神召着麦基洗德的等次，称他为大祭司。
Let's go back to verse 7 and reread.
让我们回第七节，我们再看看前面的经文。
In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplication with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence.
我们再读读第七节，基督在肉身的时候就大声哀哭，流泪祷告。恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应许。
Verse 8. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
他虽为儿子，但还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek.
并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次称他为大祭司。
So when hope is unseen, it's real hope.
所以我们那所不见的盼望是我们的真盼望。
When we can't see how it can ever be fulfilled.
当我们可以看到这个盼望如何能实现的时候，并不是这个盼望。
But by the Spirit, He knows how to pray for you.
但是我们里面的圣灵知道如何来祷告。
And as He prays,
当我们来祷告的时候
we begin to be filled with faith.
我们里面会有从神而来的信心。
That faith helps us to be reassured.
这样的一个信心给我们带来一个确据。
And through God, we begin to say, yes, it can be done.
然后借着这样神的信心，我们可以知道这种所不见的盼望可以得以成就。
Because he can do it out of nothing.
因为神是那让有 无变为有的神。
Amen. He doesn't need any resources. He can do it.
神不需要任何的资源，他都可以做到。
And he allows this process that goes through us.
神会允许这样的，让我们经历这样一个过程。
Through the example of Jesus.
也看着我们耶稣基督的样式。
In order to draw us close to Him,
是为了让吸引我们更加的来亲近神。
To revere Him,
让我们更多的来敬畏他。
To obey Him,
愿意更多的来顺服他。
So that we progress further in our call,
让我们可以在我们的呼召当中来更进一步，得以完全。
Amen. And as long as we know that God has our best interest in mind.
如果我们知道神为我们预备的是最好的
Because the life that really matters is the eternal one.
因为与我们而言最重要的是我们在基督里面的永生
That's the one that God cares about.
这才是神所最在意的
And when we are focused on that, then everything that happens to us is for our good.
如果我们的专注是在我们的永恒的生命当中，那么发生在我们一切，在现在发生的一切都有意义了
Because we love Him.
因为我们知道我们爱我们的主
Amen. Let's pray.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
好，亲爱的天父
，We are so grateful to you.
我们如此的感恩。
I ask you to lift up everyone here.
主，把我们这里的每个人带到你面前。
That we, O God, learn to know you.
主，让我们来认识你。
Learn to obey you.
让我们来学习，来顺服你。
God, I just pray, oh God, to help us, oh God, to persevere.
主，我真的祷告，求你来帮助每个人，可以不断的在你里面忍耐。
Hold on to our hope.
来抓住那个真的盼望。
In Christ.
在基督里面的盼望。
Lord, we find no strength inside us.
主，我们在我们里面真的没有什么力量可言。
Nothing but weakness.
主，我们在我们里面除了软弱，别一无所有。
So we ask you for strength.
所以主，愿你的力量成为我们的力量。
For faith to strengthen our hearts and soul.
愿你的信心来刚强我们的心意。
Lord, it's so difficult.
主要真的，我们面前的道路很困难。
It's so difficult.
非常的困难。
But it is comforting to realize that our Savior being through the same things.
但是当看到我们的救主本身都经历了这些苦难的时候，得到如此的慰安慰。
But far more, Lord.
主啊，更多的主。
So we thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
We can see your hand in our lives.
主，我们看到你的手在我们的生命当中。
And we don't like this process.
虽然很多时候我们不喜欢经历这样的过程。
Lord, we really hate it.
很多时候我们都很憎恶这样的一个经历。
We don't like it, Lord.
我们不喜欢这样的经历。
And we sometimes we get become very angry with you.
很多时候我们好像来恼怒你。
That you must help us. You must.Find another way.
我们觉得你要按照另外一种方法来帮助我们。
But like Jesus, we pray, not our will, but your will be done, Lord.
主啊，就好像主耶稣在客西马尼园祷告的，主啊，不是我的旨意，愿你的旨意成就。
Because ultimately, you are the one who know us.
因为主啊，唯有你才是认识我们的神。
What's best for us?
只有你知道什么与我们而言是最好的。
So today, O God, on behalf of myself and everyone else, will help us, O God.
主要真的包括我今天我在内的每一个人，主，我们祷告，求你来帮助我们。
Help us to surrender to you.
帮助我们来降服于你。
Help us to be obedient to you.
帮助我们来更多的顺服你，主。
God, give us your strength.
主，给我们你的力量。
Give us your faith.
主，从你而来的信心。
Holy Spirit.
亲爱的圣灵。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们。
To be strong.
让我们在你里面刚强。
Help us to be patient.
让我们来能在你里面忍耐。
Help us, O God.
帮助我们主。
To realize our hope.
来帮助我们看到我们的盼望。
Help us, O God.
帮助我们主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, before we worship the Lord, I just want you to lift up your own issues before God.
弟兄姊妹，我想在我们开始敬拜之前，把我们每个生命中的问题，我们带到主面前。
Be honest with God.
让我们在诚实地来到主面前。
You don't understand your situation.
尽管我们不明白为什么会在这样的光景当中。
We don't understand what's going on.
我们也不明白为什么周围发生这些事情。
But we know.
但主，我们知道一点。
The Holy Spirit is praying with us.
我们知道在里面的圣灵来为我们代求。
He's praying for us.
他在为我们代求。
We know that God is working for us.
我们知道神你在为我们有所作为。
So God, I ask you, Lord, to give us that faith.
所以神，我们祷告，求你给我们有这样的信心。
Really give us that assurance.
真的给我们心里面有这样的确据主。
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, please bless our brothers and sisters.
父啊，求你来祝福我们每个弟兄姊妹。
Whatever we are going through.
不管我们现在经历怎样一个光景。
Whatever situation we are in.
在我们现在所处的每一个光景当中。
I pray this week, O God, that you give us a sign, some kind of evidence that you are with us.
在接下来一周当中，主啊，求你给我们这样一个记号，这样一个印证，主，你是与我们同在的。
Something that will inject strength into our faith.
给我们这样一个经历，让真的在我们生命当中也给我们带来这样一个能力。
Encourage us, Lord.
来亲自来鼓励我们，主。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Just pray before Him. Hallelujah.
让我们来向神祷告 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm enough. Let's all stand.
让我们站立起来一起敬拜。
and know you are God.
I know.
Hallelujah. Under your wings, cover me within your mighty hand. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above.
As you keep playing and just allow the Holy Spirit to embrace us.
我们继续的敬拜，让圣灵来围绕我们。
Lift up your hands, or you can sit down. You can do what you like.
你用你自己舒服的方式，你可以举起手，你可以坐下来。
Just allow these moments.
让我们来在这个时刻，让圣灵来。
Allow the Holy Spirit to touch you.
让圣灵来触摸我们。
Father, I ask you to set us free.
父啊，求你来赐我们自由。
Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
圣灵，我们欢迎你来到我们当中，来释放我们。
Free, O God.
来赐我们自由。
Free from our suffering.
在我们的苦难当中来释放我们。
Free from our heaviness.
在我们心中的负担、我们的沉重当中来释放我们。
Show you evidence.
主，把这样的确据放在我们里面。
Give us your evidence.
把你的确据。放在我们里面。
You are with us.
你与我们同在的确据。
Touch us, Lord.
主来触摸我们。
Touch your people, Lord.
主来亲自来触摸你的百姓。
Set us free, Lord.
来释放我们主。
Set us free.
来释放我们主。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们主。
Remove all the hindrances in our lives.
主啊，挪走我们生命中一切的难处。
Lord, we want to see the sun shine on our lives again.
主，我们要看到阳光再次来渗透我们的生命当中。
Restore our lives.
主，重新来重建我们的生命。
Let us live again.
让我们再一次在你里面可以活着。
Lift up our burdens, Father.
主啊，来拿走我们的重担，主。Hallelujah.
We trust in you.
主，我们来信靠。
What else can we do?
除此以外，我们还可以做什么呢？
Trust in you.
我们唯有来信靠你。
For we shall see victory, Lord.
主，我们要看见得胜。
Oh, we thank you, Lord.
我们要看见得胜，主。
Just keep hoping in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Allow the Holy Spirit to come. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.Thank you for your presence.
主，谢谢你的同在。
Thank you for your presence.
谢谢你同在，
主。Thank you for your presence.
谢谢主你的同在。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
主，谢谢你的同在，主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你服侍。
Touch our hearts.
主，我求你来触摸我们的心。
Oh, Hallelujah.
谢谢你圣灵。Hallelujah.
你当借据。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.主，求你再次向我们举起，主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主。主，你要亲自的释放我们。
Fill us with joy.
主，让我们的里面充满你的喜乐，主。主，从你而来的盼望，主。你的喜乐，主。主，你的信心，主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主。Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主。Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.Those people online, God can reach out to you as well.
在网上弟兄姊妹们，相信神也能来触摸到你们。你在你所在的地方，你举起你的手。
Show reverence to Him.
让我们来敬畏我们的神。
He is holy.
这位圣洁的神。
He is holy.
这位圣洁的神。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主。
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Say yes to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We bless you, our King.
主啊，我们来祝福你，君王。
We bless you, our King.
我们荣耀的大君王，来尊荣你。
We bless you, our King.
我们尊荣你，荣耀的大君王。
We bless you, our God.
主啊，我们来祝福你，我们归荣耀于你，主。主啊，我们的救主不归荣耀于你，主。啊，我们的救主不归荣耀于你，主。啊，我们归尊荣于你，主。啊，我们归尊荣于你，主。哈利路亚。
Lord, I bless our church.
主，我们来祝福我们的教会。
I bless every family.
主，我们祝福我们每一个家庭。
Lord, I bless their children.
主，祝福我们的孩子。主
，Lord, I bless this area.
主，我们来祝福我们所在的地区。
Lord, I bless London.
主，我们来祝福伦敦。
I bless everything that we do.
主，祝福我们手中所做的一切的工。
Lord, I bless our businesses.
主，祝福我们的生意。主
，bless our careers。
主，祝福我们的工作。
Bless our jobs。
主，祝福我们的工作。
Bless our studies。
主，祝福我们的学习。
Bless our relationships。
也祝福我们与人的一切的关系。主
，bless our bodies。
主，也祝福我们的身体。
Bless our mind。
祝福我们的意念。主
，bless our heart。
也祝福我们的心。主
，bless our past。
主啊，来我们的一切。主
，bless our present。
主，我们的过去，我们的现在，
bless our future.
我们的将来，主，求你来蒙亲自祝福。
O Holy One,
主啊，那圣洁至圣者，
bless our God.
主啊，归荣耀于你。
We bless you, Lord.
主啊，我们归荣耀于你。
We bless you, Lord.
我们归荣耀于你，父神。
We bless you, Lord.
我们归荣耀于你。
We bless you, Lord.
我们归荣耀。
We bless you, Lord.
我们归荣耀于你。
We bless you.
哦，我们祝福你。
We praise you.
哦，主，我们赞美你，主，我们尊荣你，主，
we honor you, Lord.
我们要尊荣你们的父。
We give you the glory, Lord.
主，将一切的荣耀归于你，荣耀归于你。
We honor you, Lord.
主，我们要尊荣你，主。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
We honor you.
主，我们来尊荣你。
We honor you, Holy One.
主啊，以色列的圣者，我们尊荣你
，Holy One.
圣洁的。
Honor you,
至圣的君王，我们来尊荣你。
I bless you, Lord. We bless our land. We bless our house. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Oh,
we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord.
Oh,
we bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sing one song. bless you and keep you.
耶和华必祝福你，耶和华必保守你。
Lord makes His face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
耶和华必仰脸光照你，必恩典恩待你。
The Lord lift up His countenance to you.
耶和华必向你仰脸。
And bless you with shalom.
祝福你，他的平安。
Jesus name.
奉耶稣基督名。
Please be seated.
Amen.
If you need prayer, come forward. Some people you need